Everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for May 13th through 19th, 2024. So, you know, if you're watching live, as always, do say hello. Always fun to see where everybody's from. And, you know, we got a little bit to talk about. On one hand, we are past eclipse season, but we still got those little ripples that are in our wake as we navigate Taurus season. And in particular this week, although we have to wait until Mercury gets into Taurus on May 15th, we're going to have five planets in Taurus. And that's actually a lot of planets in Taurus. Normally, maybe it's a few planets in one sign, but if we could actually see the planets, maybe we have to wait till, well, that's the problem. Most of the planets are on the sun right now, so we can't see them. But if we could see them, we would see that the planets are mostly bunched up in one area in the sky, kind of tracing a line from Pisces through Aries through Taurus. But that will start to change next week and even into the last week of May. But that said, a lot of planets in Taurus, and it means that collectively, we are all experiencing the archetype of Taurus. Keep in mind that there are zodiac signs, and there are zodiac signs at the level of the personality, which is what we are typically familiar with. But there's also zodiac signs at the level of creation. And at the level of creation, we look at Taurus as number one, the second, the second earth sign. So it's a sign that's really about the physicality of our life. It's what we touch, it's what we smell, it's what we taste, it's what we own, the sense of stability and security, or maybe even, anything that's against that sense of stability and security. And even if you're scratching your head and you're saying, but I'm not a Taurus, how is this relevant to me? I assure you, you have Taurus someplace in your astrology. It represents a particular aspect of your life. It's like you've got your sun sign and there's 11 other signs. You know, it could be a relationship sign. If you're a Scorpio, it could be a career sign. If you're a Leo, these are just two examples. So wherever Taurus is, there's a lot of emphasis on that part of our life. So, you know, baseline and collectively speaking, we are really looking at our material life right now. And we all, you know, we're all different people. We have different thresholds for comfort and security. But at the end of the day, we're all human beings. And we still need shelter, food, some sort of money, resource, a way to really have something that helps us to feel safe for the future. But then there's Taurus, how you live it, Taurus in your own life, Taurus in your own chart. But, you know, before I get too far into that, just to say hello again, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology, and you hear me say it every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. That's why we can't forget about ourselves. We can't forget about how we live and how we show up through each of the 12 zodiac signs throughout the year. So as I spoke about last week, you know, we had a Taurus new moon, a Taurus new moon on May 7th. So that planted seeds. It started something. It opened up a chapter, and the chapter is 4 weeks long because that's the length of a lunar month. And it's a time that's on some level inviting each and every one of us to reframe, to re-sew, to re-look at what is our relationship with money, stability, security, assets, investments, resources. I realize that sounds very material, but that's the thing. Taurus, by and large, is a material sign. That doesn't say that Taurus is materialistic, in case, you know, maybe you are a Taurus. Like, actually, I don't feel that materialistic. But Taurus has its own relationship with the material, even if it's your relationship with material. And I've used, you know, that's the thing about astrology. It's fundamentally a calendar. And it's a calendar that teaches us about time and life on a metaphorical and symbolic level. And so we are really, you know, metaphorically and symbolically living through a lunar month that wants us to make sure we have our feet on the ground. Taurus is typically a very pragmatic, wants to plan for the future, wants to gather for the future. Typically, it wants to create investments and gather assets, and that's one of the ways we see Taurus and Scorpio, its opposing sign, they're part of a pair, really set itself up for the future. And again, that invites each and every one of us, like, well, how are we planning for the future? What do we have? What do we own? What do we need? And maybe that's something that's very different. And having a lot of planets in Taurus, we also have to take into account, what are the planets in Taurus? Well, the Sun, you know, it's Taurus season for one. Venus is in Taurus right now. Venus loves Taurus. Venus is at home in Taurus. So we have, let's say, Taurus as a sign that is really the last stop right now. Maybe there's a different way to say it. Astrology isn't just a calendar. It's also, in a way, like engineering, like who has the power right now? Well, right now, Taurus has the power. Well, you could also argue that Aries has the power too, because Mars is in Aries. Mars rules Aries. Venus rules Taurus. So, you know, but that said, there's a little bit of this emphasis on Taurus, I think a little bit above that Mars and Aries, because there's so many planets in Taurus at the moment. Again, four or five planets in one sign is a lot of planets. And Venus being in Taurus, it's all about the sensual, taste, touch, smell. And that's the positive side of Venus in Taurus. It really wants to enjoy the pleasures of living in a world, living in a body, being here, tasting and touching. Again, you know, I'm repeating myself, but it's just to really to feel into the sensuality of Venus and Taurus. Venus and Taurus also really makes us aware of what we have, what we need, and it can make a feast out of little. It's not about, you know, owning something per se. It's about really being in the spirit of the abundance of life, and even making abundance out of what you have. Again, we all have different thresholds for what that means. Well, so Venus is very strong, and then we also have Jupiter. Jupiter's been in Taurus for the last year. In fact, Jupiter is actually getting ready to leave Taurus. But what is Jupiter? Well, Jupiter is part of a class of planets, you know, with Saturn. They have these sort of big cycles attached to them. Jupiter is an 11 and a half year cycle, so we have to go back an 11 and a half years, you know, to see a time when Jupiter was last in Taurus. I believe it was 2012. Jupiter and then Saturn has a 30-year cycle. So what I mean is that these are two planets that really deal with life on a much bigger level. You know, Saturn's a whole other conversation, and maybe some of you know how much I love Saturn, but Jupiter, it wants to make our world bigger. What do I mean by that? Let's go back to the fact that Taurus is so much about the sensual, the physical, the taste, the touch, the smell, you know, what it owns, what it can feel, that sense of feeling of safe, and, you know, to be stable and to be secure. Well, with Jupiter is like, you know, you can still stay in the same small place, but do you grow? So it doesn't mean that you have to go out and buy something, of course not, but it's to open yourself up to, let's say, greener horizons, bigger pastures. Maybe I'm mixing my metaphors, but to really try, and Jupiter will be out of Taurus in a couple of weeks, so we've got a little bit of a time left. But how are you in the time that we do have remaining, and certainly we are still in the energies of a Taurus new moon, how are you going to make your world bigger? Let's use food as an example. I love to cook. It's one of those things that I can't necessarily transmit through talking about astrology. One day I will figure out the overlap between astrology, at least in my career, the overlap between astrology and food. But anyway, you know, food being something that is a staple, it's a resource, but you can keep eating the same thing. You can even eat to survive. You can taste something but not really taste it. And Jupiter's like, there's a whole other world, Jupiter and Taurus, there's a whole other world out there. try something new, try a different cuisine, try tastes and smells and flavors from a different culture, a different land, because Jupiter naturally wants to expand our horizons. It's a planet that's often said it's like the planet of growth. And I'm like, what does that mean? Well, growth in the sense that it wants us to open up our eyes. Jupiter, by its nature, doesn't really deal with the physical plane. It deals with, what do we believe in? What do we stand for? What's our truth? What's our conviction? And what's our faith? Whether that faith means that we need to, you know, expand our spiritual world, our faith means we need to get on a plane and go to a different country to explore. There's a sense of exploration. And Jupiter typically doesn't want to stay, at least as an energy and an archetype, stay in one place. It's a planet that's very often associated with, you know, travel, specifically voyages, foreign travel. Jupiter's also the professor, it's the teacher, it's the preacher. And so that's really, really where Jupiter shines, so to speak, even though it's not the sun. But in Taurus, that energy is now lived through the lens and archetype of Taurus for the last year. Again, we have a couple more weeks of Jupiter left in Taurus. So it's trying to make something bigger. Even if that's not tangible, it's not physical, it could be philosophical, it could be your philosophy about your life, your philosophy about what you need, what you think you need in order to feel safe and secure beyond the basics, of course. And maybe it's to look back over the last year. It's like, did I make my world bigger? Did I stay in the same small space? Do I feel more secure? Do I feel less secure? So these are questions that we all have to ask ourselves. Well, that's Jupiter. So we got Sun, Venus, Jupiter, now Uranus. We spoke about this last week, and even in my newsletter that I sent out, you know, I send a newsletter out every first thing on Monday morning. In the newsletter, I sort of pose this question, you know, think back to 2018, 2019. That was the year, you know, May 2018, March 2019. I know I've spoken about this many times over the past 5 years, but those were the months that Uranus went into Taurus for the first time in our lifetimes. It's very possible that you're in your 80s and you remember Uranus and Taurus. This would have been the 1930s and the beginning of the 1940s, but by and large, it's a smaller population of people on the planet who have previously experienced Uranus and Taurus. Keep in mind that Uranus is a very different planet from the Sun, Venus, even Jupiter, because Uranus is what's called a modern planet. It is discovered in, air quotes, modern times. I say air quotes because it was discovered in 1781, and it's a planet that was discovered by telescope. It was not a planet that was visible to the eyes of the ancients. So they needed to, you know, it sort of opened up, rather, you know, seeing this planet for the first time. It's a shift in consciousness. I realize that's not an astronomical comment. That's a metaphoric, a spiritual comment, an archetypical comment. But to discover a new planet means that a new archetype comes into the collective consciousness, even if it's, you know, takes some time for it to work its way through. Before the 1780s, the last planet in the sky that we could see was Saturn. Anything beyond that is sort of beyond the distance in which we can see with the naked eye. So Uranus, and then, and I think it was the 1840s, Neptune's discovered in the 1930s, Pluto's discovered. And even the last 20 years, we've had a lot more planets discovered, but these are planets with like 500-year orbits. Sedna has a 11,000-year orbit. So, I mean, personally, I don't use them. I don't think that's not that, because I don't think they're a thing. It's just, you know, they're dealing with these much bigger macro cycles. So anyway, with Uranus and Neptune, Pluto, these are planets whose job is to get us to grow and evolve by any means possible. They just each do that job differently. And so Uranus is trying to get us to grow and evolve by awakening, by looking at things differently, by changing our point of view, by breaking free of something, because if Saturn is the bounds, Saturn is the limit, it's the last planet we could have seen or we can still see with the naked eye, then Uranus represents something that is trying to illuminate the invisible. It's maybe something unconscious, maybe it's trying to get us to evolve and to grow in a way that's a little bit different than Jupiter. And that said, Uranus, having been in Taurus since 2018, 2019, that energy is now applied, or was applied, at least for the last 5-6 years, to a sign that by its nature doesn't like a lot of change. Taurus is about really creating reliability, consistency, really feeling like life is safe and stable in order to support going forward. Uranus is like turning everything upside down. So I don't make the astrology, I just report on it. And I think we can all agree, at least in the last few years, nothing is as it was. On a personal level, wherever Taurus is in your astrology, even if you A, are not a Taurus, B, don't have anything in Taurus, that area of your life on some level has changed. It has grown, it has evolved. Even if that change has come like a force at times, or maybe it's been an awakening, or maybe it's just been a natural evolution. But typically, Uranus, not always, it really depends on how stuck we are, it's trying to get us unstuck. You know, sometimes people say, like, I wish this could happen. I wish I could get unstuck. I wish my life would get moving. And then sometimes I say with a little bit of, you know, kind of a little bit of a joke, it's like, well, be careful what you wish for. Because it's my feeling that our life has a structure, our life has a pace and a rhythm, and we do get stuck. And Uranus and even Neptune and Pluto, particularly Pluto, their job is to get us unstuck, to get us out of our unconscious, to get us out of our way, for example. So having said all that, you know, it's not that, that doesn't negate everything that I've said previously about Taurus. It just adds this other element to it. So here we are, we're in a lunar month. We're going to have the first quarter moon this week. We're in a lunar month where the seeds have been planted that are around value, material stability, security, everything that I've said before. But it's also bringing in the energies of Uranus. Now, keep in mind that Uranus will be in Taurus only for, probably another year and a half if you put it all together. Next year, Uranus will actually make its first dip into Gemini. This will be, I should have the date in my head. I think it's July 7th to November 7th of 2025. And that's the start of something. But in the meantime, we still have Taurus to wrap up. And the Sun-Uranus conjunction that was earlier today, May 13th, this is the second to last Sun-Uranus conjunction in Taurus in our lifetime. We're gonna have to wait another 84 years, and I'm pretty sure that, well, at least for me, that would make me, in my 120s, I guess anything's possible, in order to see that transit again. So a story's beginning to wrap up, and it's to pay attention to what are the threads, what are the stories that are taking place, whether it's around money, whether it's stability and security, whether it's around value and worth, or even in that particular part of your life that Uranus has been in contact with over the last 5-6 years, because that's going to help you to see what this bigger story is about. And that's the thing. Sometimes with astrology, it's not external, it's internal. Because we have an internal life, we have an external life. And sometimes I've seen that the astrology manifests internally. It's an internal shift that later will create the external shift. So, like I said, four planets in Taurus, and then Mercury joins on May 15th, Mercury, so that's five planets in Taurus. Mercury, along with Venus, these are what are called personal planets. They deal a lot with our day-to-day lives. Mercury has been previously in Aries up until the last 2 months. So now we're getting a little bit of breath of fresh air, but Mercury in Aries is very different in temperament than Mercury in Taurus. Mercury in Aries is typically very hot, very quick. It thinks quickly on its feet. It can even be very quick-witted. It can even be sharp-tongued. Mercury in Taurus is typically more security conscious. It takes its time to make a choice. It really deliberates, and it wants to make sure that the choice is the best choice for the future. Taurus is typically not an impulsive sign. It has a very different internalized temperament. It's more intuitive compared to Mercury and Aries. That said, you know, Earth energy, and hopefully this makes sense, in the zodiac, the first element isn't Earth. It's actually fire. Aries is a fire sign. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. And I wanted to say that because keep in mind, with five planets in Taurus, that can really bog us down. It can be a heavy energy, but maybe there's a different way to look at it. Taurus, it wants to create shape and form. It's the body. It's the physicality of life, but that physicality of life needs something to support it, to animate it, to give it life, to make it move. Otherwise, it's just a body. It's something that's inert. So as you really feel into this Taurus energy over the next couple of weeks, you know, what are you bringing in? Where's the fire? Where's the fire that supports Earth, at least in the cycle of elements in astrology? It's a little bit of a technical point, but if you are feeling very like, wow, this Taurus energy is not going anywhere fast, I just want to sit around and veg, I just want to eat good food, doesn't sound like a terrible thing, but it's not fire energy. So really make sure that the things that you're investing in, the things that you're enjoying, are coming from a place of desire, coming from a place of passion, because that's fire energy. So like I said, four and then later five planets in Taurus. What else we got this week? That's pretty much it. So let's look at the astrology of this week. For May 13th through 19th, 2024. So on May 13th, we earlier today, we had the Sun Uranus conjunction. I believe it's at 23 degrees of Taurus. And so there is this activation of a story that's been with us the last 4 or 5 years. It's also the energy of awakenings, reinventions, and that really takes us into a new week. On Wednesday, May 15th, Mercury goes into Taurus. So again, Mercury is sort of getting some movements and getting out of Aries where it's been for 2 months, but it's going into a very different sign, an element. It's going to Taurus and it's going into an Earth sign. Then we get later this week, and Mercury, now that it's in Taurus, makes a square to Pluto, because Pluto, it's still in Aquarius, although not for, I think, until September 1st, so we got a few more months of Pluto's time in Aquarius, at least for this round. And Mercury and Pluto in a square, or even in any aspect, they're typically very psychologically driven. This is the truth serum Mercury. This is the type of Mercury where if you ask a question, you know, be prepared to get the answer, even if the answer is a hard truth. It's also an energy that we can use to really get to the bottom of a mystery, to look at our hidden motivations and desires. But it's a pretty powerful Mercury square Pluto, and it's typically, you can get a little bit obsessed about the details, but use it to really look at yourself and look at these sort of deeper questions around value and worth, and what is really truly behind these big questions about stability and security, and maybe where we sometimes self-sabotage. Then we get into the weekend and we have some big aspects. Well, we have the Sun, the Taurus Sun, meeting up with Jupiter in Taurus. So this is the yearly Sun-Jupiter conjunction. This is an energy that really wants to be expansive, open up our eyes, get us to see the world, even if that world is metaphorical, philosophical, and spiritual. Jupiter is one of the learning and teaching and traveling planets. We may be doing something like that in kind. Jupiter also can be very confident when it's in alignment with the Sun, and sometimes even a little too confident. But that said, there is an element of indulgence with this conjunction, and even overindulgence throughout the weekend. Then there's Venus, and Venus makes a square to Uranus. This is an energy that's sort of been in the mix with all these planets in Taurus. So Venus is what we love, what we value. It's also a relationship planet and a conjunction to Taurus, which at this point has happened yearly since 2019, I believe. It really wants us to shift our relationship with the material plane, to awaken to new values, to new things to invest in. But also it may shake up relationships. And keep in mind that we still have this energy in the background of the recent eclipses. We had a lunar eclipse in Libra, also ruled by Venus. Libra is a sign of relationships, peace, negotiation. In Aries, where we had the solar eclipse on April 8th, that is the sign of action, courage, determination, bravery, but also aggression, and also sometimes being a little bit too self-motivated. So it's to see like what is awakening and illuminating for you as you go into this weekend. Finally, we do have Mars in Aries. It's meeting up with the north node of the moon. The north node is part of the lunar nodes, and these are the compass points in the sky. So it really talks about this personal and collective direction that we are working towards. And Mars and the north node together may speak to actions or motivations or desires that really have a ripple, and a ripple that may impact futures to come. Any time a planet conjuncts or makes contact with the nodes, it activates the eclipse energy, so we may see a sort of a ripple of eclipse energy into this weekend. So that is your look at each of this week, the astrology of May 13th through 19th, 2024. So let's look at each of the 12 zodiac signs, starting with Aries. Aries, so Mars is your planet, and Mars is in Aries, where it's been since April 30th. So it's typically, on paper at least, a very strong time for you. A time for you to lead, to take action, to feel your power again. You had that sort of 6 weeks of Mars in Pisces. And so where do you want to bring this energy of new beginnings and renewal in your life? Keep in mind, Aries, you still have the April 8th solar eclipse. That's even though that's in the rearview mirror, is with you into the next 5 months. It's a time of dynamic new beginnings that continue or will continue to ripple out into the next few months. Well, that's Mars, but there are presently a lot of planets in Taurus, and Taurus is your money sign. And I said this in the beginning or the introduction, we all have different thresholds and different levels of what we value and what we need. But at the end of the day, we're human beings. It's really about the basics, shelter, food, some sort of resource, something that really helps us to nourish our life materially. What do you need? And to use this energy of all the planets in Taurus to hopefully make some positive changes in money and material matters, to make investments. Maybe with Jupiter there, you're making a big investment. This is a type of energy to buy property, to buy a house, for example. Of course, that's not going to be relevant to everybody, but you can use this energy on a very small but powerful level to really reconnect to your physicality, because sometimes, especially in the modern age, we get very in our head. And Taurus is not a in-your-head sign. It's really to stop, and I know it sounds cliched, but it's cliched for a reason. Stop and smell the roses. Take your time, slow down, and to really focus on the things that are important. They are materially important. They are important in terms of value and worth. But they're important because they really set you up for the future. So again, there's the immediacy of Taurus, but Taurus is also a sign that helps us to look towards the future and to make very pragmatic choices that set us up for the future, and hopefully you're doing that as well. Taurus, happy birthday, Taurus. There is just a lot of stuff going on in your astrology life at the moment. So when Mercury goes into Taurus on May 15th, you will have 5 planets in your sign. That's like you invited everybody over for a party. So I hope you're ready for a party. One of those planets, as I was saying in the introduction, has been there for 5-6 years, and that's Uranus. In your own time, go back and look, like, how have you changed? How has your life changed? What looks the same? What doesn't look the same? Even if the change is internal, because typically Uranus and Taurus is about shifting and shaping the landscape of your life, even if that's an inner and emotional landscape. But that said, you are still in the energies of this new beginning. You know, it is your birthday season. So you've got Uranus is saying to you, okay, you're going into the new year. Like, how do we make 2024 to 2025 a time of reinventions, new beginnings, and really getting out of our own way? Sometimes Taurus can be so cautious that it gets in its own way. Well, then there's Jupiter. Well, Jupiter is still in your sign, at least for a couple more weeks. And so it's really trying to give you the energy of setting sail, starting an adventure, you know, going into some sort of new quest, new beginning, and really trying to expand your life in some way. Well, then Mercury now in your sign. Mercury is about making choices and particularly making very pragmatic choices for the future. And then there's Venus. You know, Venus in your sign sort of amplifies your natural Taurus energy. And it's still a time to really enjoy, to be in the sensuality of being Taurus, and to and just, again, to enjoy the material world. That's one of the reasons why you're here. Taurus, do keep in mind that Venus, your planet, will meet up with Uranus on Saturday. So this is an energy that sort of rippled through your sign over the last 4, 5, 6 years. And here we are again. There's this push for you to grow, to evolve, to reinvent, to awaken, and to break free of anything that is holding you back. Gemini. So Mercury is your planet, and it's finally getting out of Aries. So it's been 2 months of really focusing, you know, for some Geminis, but it's been really focusing on your friendships, your communities, getting involved in groups, getting involved in social issues and social causes, having to navigate personal politics on a community level, I mean that in a very neutral way. Maybe it's to be more social. Maybe you've been very social over the last couple of months. Maybe you've needed to go back to old friendships, etc. Well, that begins to change, and then Mercury goes into Taurus on May 15th. So Taurus for you is something called your 12th sign. It is the last sign in your personal zodiac calendar. And the 12th means you've reached the end of a journey. This will all change when Mercury gets into Gemini in the beginning of June, so kind of right around the early days of your birthday season. And so you're going into this natural time that happens each year where you need to go within. You need to reflect, you need to prepare, you need to look at the year that you've had previously and what worked, what didn't work, because the 12th is a space for us to really deeply integrate something. It's, you know, that's the thing about being a Gemini, is all about really teaching people the power of curiosity and trying everything. But it's also it's an air sign. It's a very, sometimes it can be very heady, very in the head. So how do you use the next couple of weeks going into the beginning of June to slow down, to really focus on the things that are of value? Maybe it's to meditate. Maybe it's to go on retreat. Maybe it's to reflect. And this will prepare you for the new beginnings to come. That said, even though there's so many planets in the 12th right now, Jupiter will go into Gemini on May 25th. So you've got like this new beginning on the horizon that's really setting you up for a new 11 and a half year cycle. I know that's 11 and a half years. It sounds so much. So before that cycle can begin, it's like you're preparing for a big journey. And part of you, you're like, but where is this journey going? Like, okay, no, great. I'll try all the journeys, you know, because you're a Gemini. But to take the time to meditate, to reflect, to consult your inner, your higher intelligence, your higher self, to listen to your intuition, to listen to your dreams, because with so much emphasis on the 12th at the moment, there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes. There's a lot of things happening in your dreams and your spiritual life. and maybe not quite visible and evident yet, but all the seeds are there for a new beginning. Cancer, the moon is your planet. So this week, the moon is going from Leo all the way to, I can't remember where it ends the week, so you're going to have to, excuse me. But, for you, you had the weekend with the moon in Cancer, so the weekend was this time of new beginnings and personal reset. Leo for you is a money sign, so it's sort of amplifying a lot of the themes that are present with all these planets in Taurus, and then by the middle of the week, the moon goes into Virgo, and Virgo is so much for you about really not just getting organized, but it's movement in your environment, it's travel, it's trips, it's connection, it's education, it's learning. And then that will take you into the moon going into Libra this weekend. And you may have a little bit of eclipse ripple this weekend. And I wanted to say that because, Cancer, even though the eclipses weren't in your sign, they're very powerful in your sign. You had the Aries solar eclipse on April 8th. I know you're like, well, it's May. Why are we talking about April? Because that eclipse planted something. It opened a portal. I don't use that word lightly. And it says that you're in this time of dynamic new beginnings in your professional life. On the other side of it, there's also eclipses in your home environment. You have the lunar eclipse on March 23rd. Lunar eclipses are typically a little bit experienced more in the immediate, but with the moon going into Libra this weekend, it's to go back and reflect, okay, what needs to change in my professional life? How can I use Mars? Mars is in your career sign right now, to really start something new, to get my name out there, to go after what I want, my ambitions, everything that I'm trying to reach for. That's one of the ways you can use this energy. But certainly by the weekend, you're a little bit more focused on home. That said, where's Taurus for you? Taurus is a sign for you that talks about friendship and community. We all have an 11th sign, meaning we all have a space that is dedicated for friendships and community. And maybe you're like, but I have no friends. Use all this energy in Taurus to maybe join a group, maybe to reach out to old friends, to rekindle old friendships, to perhaps make a new friend. If it's not just friendships, it's your social circle, it's your allies, it's really feeling like you have people or even groups that are in alliance with what your values are, what you believe in, what do you stand for. The 11th is also about the future. The future, for you to dream and hope and wish for the next future to come, the next year to come. So you may be really looking ahead. Keep in mind with all these planets in your 11th, it may be a busy social time, maybe especially with the moon in Virgo towards the middle of the week. And I would just use the energy of the new moon, even though the new moon was last week, because the new moon is really trying to open up, kind of create a lot of movement and create a lot of potential for new connections and new social relationships in your life. So use it to your advantage. It's not going to be there forever. But if it's not that, then really sit with the type of future that you want to bring into your life and plant the seeds for that future. Leo, so the sun is your planet and it's hanging out in Taurus at the moment with like four of its friends. And Taurus for you is your career sign. It's not just career. You have to sort of look at astrology like it's a wheel, and that wheel has this cross that cuts through it, up and down, horizontal and vertical. And these four points are, like, metaphorically speaking, the four points of your life. I know we're getting a little bit of an astrology lesson right now. And this is, I wanted to say this because sometimes people scratch their heads and like, okay, well, all this talk about career, or maybe I'm not working, or maybe, career is not a focus, or I'm a parent, being a parent's a career. But with so much energy in the 10th right now, it's about your duties and responsibilities in the world. It's the title after your name, even if that title is parent. It's about your ambitions. What sort of, not maybe not goals, but what are you trying to actively reach towards? On the other side, maybe where you feel like there's a lot of weight on your shoulders. Maybe you're taking on too much. But the question is, how do you use this energy in a way that's relevant for your life? Whether it is to get a new job, to use the energy of the new moon and use the energy of all these planets to really do that, whether it's to make an investment towards a goal or an ambition, something that you are trying to reach for, whether it is to get more eyes on something in your life to elevate your public profile, because the 10th is also your public life. So maybe there's just a lot of stuff going on. Maybe there's eyes on you. Maybe your world is a bit bigger at the moment. And again, it's to see how this is relevant in your life. This will take you into the June 6th new moon, and that new moon will be in Gemini, which is your sign of friends and community and looking towards the future. So that said, you've got between now, you know, over the next 3 weeks to really focus on your goals, your ambitions, your professional life, and you have sort of these bigger long-term strategies, and to take some, let's say, active steps towards it. Oh, let me add one more thing, Leo. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. With Uranus in your 10th, there's been some story that's been happening around your professional life, even if that story is not obvious. But with Venus coming up to its conjunction to Uranus this week on Saturday, the 18th, that's a point for you to use to make a change, to make a reinvention, to break out of a rut, to do something differently. Because by and large, Uranus, and you've got only a year or so left of this energy, is trying to get you unstuck in your public or professional life. Okay. Virgo. No, I just completely, did I jump over? No, Virgo. Virgo, Mercury is your planet, and it's finally getting out of Aries, and maybe that will feel like some good news, because Aries for you is something called your 11th sign. And the eighth sign is a space where it's just been very heavy emotionally. It's been a time where you've had to do a lot of soul searching, maybe speak to a therapist, maybe speak to a trusted friend. Maybe these themes about intimacy and vulnerability and trust and power have been perhaps very prominent over the last 2 months. Plus you had the retrograde during that time. So Mercury going into Taurus, it's like, whew, finally, but it's going into a sign where it's joining four of its friends. So it's joining a sign that's got the Sun there, Jupiter there, Uranus, and even Venus. What is Taurus for you? We've been talking about this. Taurus, and this is the thing, the Taurus represents something called your ninth. It is what you believe in and what you stand for, and how open are you to the world. And I realize that's very subjective. It's not tangible. You're like, what does that mean? And that's the thing, is for you to really feel where this is true for you. We can keep our world small, and certainly we're humans, and we very often do. But there has been this increased push over the last 5 years for you to make your world bigger. For some people, the world bigger means literally getting out into the world, getting on a plane, traveling, exploring. Maybe it's focusing on education, learning things that really do illuminate and make your world bigger. For some people, it's philosophical. It could even be religious. It really depends on the person. So where do you feel that this energy is showing up in your life? Because it's possible that your world, or at least the way that you see it, at least your philosophical world, is very different than it did 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, 2018, 2019. And for some people, the next few weeks with the energies of the new moon, you are planning a trip abroad, or you are planning a long distance trip, or you are planning to take classes or go back to school. But for a lot of you, it's subjective. It's like, what do I believe in? What do I stand for? What's my truth? What's my convictions? Maybe you are sharing something. Maybe you're publishing something. Maybe you're broadcasting something. It really depends on the person. But this is a space that really helps us define our own GPS. It's not capital T truth, but it's our truth. It's our sense of integrity, our sense of duty and responsibility. And we sort of hold to that. sometimes Taurus can be a little bit stubborn, and maybe that's with the energies of Uranus. It's really trying to get you, you know, to open up your horizons even more. Libra. Libra, so Venus is your planet, and Venus presently is hanging out in something called your eighth. Do keep in mind, I believe I've said this the past few weeks, in your astrology, there are 12 signs. Libra's just one of them. And if I count out, you know, eight signs, I reach Taurus. And in Taurus, I find your planet, Venus, I find the sun, I find Jupiter, and I find Uranus. And then as of May 15, in a couple of days, Mercury will be there. So that's a lot of planets in one space. What is the eighth? The eighth is the space in our personal astrology that is meant to confront us. I know you're like, I don't want this astrology. I'm going to throw it away in the garbage. But hear me out. We have to, at some point, look within. We have to question ourselves. We have to look behind all the hidden parts. We have to discover what's deep down inside of us. Because I assure you, if you keep, you know, pushing things to a side, eventually it makes itself known. But that's a, you know, that's not you, of course not. So where do you see this energy present in your life? What has been emotionally revealing itself to you? It could be your dreams. It could be intuition. Maybe in a therapy session. Maybe you're just, you know, getting you know, some really close time with a partner or a trusted confidant. Because it's a time that's trying to get you to trust more, to open up more, or even again with the energy of partnership, because you do have Mars in your relationship sign right now. Sometimes having hard conversations, sometimes, you know, talking about trust and vulnerability, and maybe even about the things that are just capital R real between two people. Again, it's for you to see how this is relevant in your life, but so, you know, something is trying to illuminate, and especially as you go into this weekend when Venus, your planet, meets up with Uranus, it's for you to not expect anything, but just to listen, to observe, to feel where is that sense of reinvention, of revelation, what from your unconscious is trying to become unconscious, what's going on in your psyche, and even these deeper themes around money and assets and resource and finance, and how that could also be a part of the mix right now too. Scorpio. So Mars is your planet, and Mars is presently in Aries. So typically Mars is a very get up and go type of planet, and certainly it's a very get up and go type of planet in Aries. For you, Aries is something called your sixth sign. It's the place in our astrology that I like to call the operations. How does your life run? What are the operations? Is it working? Is it not working? On one hand, Mars might be giving you a lot of push and drive to really reorganize, restructure, to do operations differently, or maybe even to kick operations into high gear. Operations are like projects. It is how your day-to-day life flows. It is your daily routines, duties, and responsibilities. The six is also health and wellness. So you can use this positively, you know, go out for a walk, go to the gym, get some fresh air, get some exercise to really get that Mars energy moving. Mars, especially when it's in Aries, is a very physical planet. So it's to bring positively this physical energy into your life right now. Then there's Taurus, and you know, with Mercury also joining Taurus on May 15th, you are going to have five planets in your relationship sign. Relationships come in a lot of different forms, so this is not necessarily a comment about romantic relationships. Relationships, Taurus, in your case, exist to remind you that you cannot do life alone, Scorpio, as much as you try. And that's where having a relationship sign reminds us that we need to have our life in balance, to delegate, to learn to give and receive, to make partnerships, to make even a romantic relationship for whom that's relevant. The Taurus new moon last week planted a seed for new beginnings in relationship and connection. This energy wants to be social. Do not sit alone go out there, meet people. You're only going to have Jupiter in your relationship sign for 2 more weeks. Uranus will be there for a couple more, you know, year and a half, I think, if you smush all the dates together. And keep in mind, whatever is happening is not isolated. It's part of this bigger story that has been with you since 2018, 2019, about reinventing relationship, reinventing connection, opening up to the world. And maybe just by, you know, the fact that Uranus is opposite you, especially those that are born at the end of Scorpio, needing to make necessary changes and transformations, and sometimes even radical changes and transformations, is for you to see how that is relevant. You know, Mars eventually will get into Taurus on June 9th. It'll join the party, but by then it'll only be Uranus left in Taurus. Jupiter will have moved on, Venus will have moved on. But that said, there's a lot of planets, a lot of seeds are being planted at the moment for a new beginning, and those new beginnings may be very different than before. Sagittarius, so Jupiter is your planet, and you hear me say this every week forever, and Jupiter has been in Taurus since May of 2023. We got 2 more weeks before Jupiter goes into Gemini, and Gemini represents a shift of seasons for you, because Gemini is, number one, your opposing sign. It's opposing, it's not bad. Number two, it's going into your relationship sign. It's going into another, let's say, hopefully this makes sense, hemisphere of your personal astrology. Right now, Taurus, which is where a lot of the action in the astrology is happening, is in a space that I equate to the operations of your life. So this continues to be a week where you need to really look at how are you running your day-to-day life. What are your routines? I know this doesn't sound very sexy, but we all need to have something that really anchors us into the day-to-day. Taurus is a very different energy than, let's say, Sagittarius is used to. Sagittarius typically likes to be a million different places, preferably in a different country or on a plane to some far-flung destination. Not always, but Taurus says you need to have your feet on the ground. And so this is a week that's really about your grounded day-to-day life. And maybe there's some friction because you're like, I just want to get out of here. But use this week to really organize, clean, to look at the operations of your life, to tend to your health and wellness, to really open up your eyes to positive changes in your health and wellness. Keep in mind that Uranus has been in this part of your astrology since 2018, 2019. So maybe you look different. Maybe your day-to-day life looks different. Maybe your diet looks different. Maybe your health is different. It's going to mean different things to different Sagittarius, but it's for you to find that unifying thread of story and how it is present, you know, this week and into next week. Because when Jupiter goes into Gemini on May 25th, it's going to start a different phase that's really going to sort of create these two halves of the year. And you're going to have a lot more Saturn energy to negotiate and navigate. And Saturn energy is like, let's get things organized. Let's make some commitments. Let's get real. And let's figure things out. Capricorn. So Saturn is your planet. It's still in Pisces. We got some time. We got until February of 2026. I know, long time. That's the thing. Your life works, at least as a clock, your life works in these 3-year chapters. Pisces continues to be a lens for you to live your life. At the moment, Pisces is more driven by spiritual value, emotions, intuition. It needs to have a sense of mission and purpose in its life. Capricorn, out of the box, is a sign of matter in the material world, which means typically you're really good at being the boss, organizing things, planning for the future, gathering, building, constructing. But Pisces says, don't forget to invest time in the things that matter, to make choices that really support a sense of mission and purpose in this world, to listen to your intuition, to open up your mind in a way that's maybe a little bit different than you typically do. But that's in the background. It's important, but it's always good to reconnect with it. Then there's a million planets in Taurus, and, you know, more specifically, there's four planets in Taurus right now, and then as of May 15th, there'll be five planets in Taurus. For you, Taurus is a fellow Earth sign. Capricorn is an Earth sign. Taurus is an Earth sign. Taurus is more about resource and the sort of the tangibility and really enjoying life and, you know, material aspects of life. Saturn's more about structure and building for the long term. So these are energies that support one another. Taurus is also Capricorn's fifth sign. So there's a lot of activity in a sign that for some Capricorns, it really gets into identity. Who are you? And who you are is not your name, it's not your history, it's not your parentage, it's not where you're from, it's not how much money you make, it's certainly not how much you own. The fifth is where we need to get back to the spark of who we are and what makes us us. For some Capricorns, it's a very creative week. For some Capricorns, it is very existential week, picking up also on the fact that Saturn is in Pisces. For some Capricorns, it's really to get back to the things that light you up and give you joy, and really organizing, let's say, the material aspects of your life that are in accordance with something that has a deeper sense of mission and purpose and meaning. The fifth for some people is about children, whether that is a literal statement, you are planning to have a family, you are spending more time around children, or it is to take something inside of you and to put it into something. It could be a creation, it could be an endeavor, it could be a project, but that's where some of this energy may manifest this week. By and large, it has, you know, you coming to the end of a five, six year chapter of really reinventing the self, but it's not becoming somebody that you're not. It's really getting closer to who you truly are. I will say there are some eclipse ripples this week, and you continue, even though the eclipses were not in your sign, they were in major parts of your sign. A sign that talks about home and family, maybe a move, maybe a change in residency, maybe somebody moves in, maybe it's starting a family, maybe it's getting married. Then it's also your career. So maybe it's with Venus coming up to Uranus this week, it's trying to illuminate a different path in your professional life, or a different path at the way you're orienting your life in a way that's a little bit more in alignment with the truth of who you are. Aquarius, so Saturn is your planet. I say this every week, and Saturn continues to be in Pisces. So we've got a couple more years. It's just this, it's kind of like Taurus right now. You know, we got four, and then we'll have five planets in Taurus. And Taurus is so much about money and income and material matters. But funny enough, Pisces is your money sign. Pisces is not a sign that we typically equate with the material world. It doesn't mean that they have to be at odds. It just says that whatever you are investing in, whatever you are spending money on, whatever you are sort of gathering for the future, really needs to be in alignment with your sense of truth, your sense of values, your sense of deeper worth, for example. Taurus, even though it is a money sign in general, collectively, it happens to be your fourth sign, home, family, roots, foundation. So a lot of things that you got four, now it'll be five planets as of May 15th, are in your home sign. So either you've got a party going on in your house, people are coming in and out, maybe you're planning for a move, maybe somebody's moving in, maybe there's just a big emphasis on family, whether literally, metaphorically, in your life now. If it's not family, it's more about the base and foundation of your life, like what is going to support you, what is going to nourish you. With Venus coming up to a conjunction to Uranus this week, it echoes a story of change and transformation in the household or with family or your relationship with the past that has been with you over the last 5-6 years. Maybe your household does not look the same. Maybe you don't even live in the same place that you did in 2018, 2019. Maybe you have made a radical move, or maybe it's not a physical move, but maybe it's an emotional or an internal move. It's for you to see how this energy is relevant in your life. But there's just really use this week to invest time in your home, whether it's spending time in a home to nourish your familial relationships, even the people who are like family. It doesn't have to be blood related, and to really look at these sort of bigger questions about what is important and what really truly nourishes and supports your life. Pisces, last but not least, but Pisces, Jupiter is your planet, and you hear me say that every week. You got two more weeks of Jupiter in Taurus. So over the last year, Jupiter, your planet, has been pulling your energy towards Taurus. Taurus is typically more about the physical, the material, the concrete, the things that you own, the things that you buy, how you earn a living. And maybe that's where a lot of your energy is. But, you know, Pisces, by and large, is an immaterial sign. It doesn't mean that you don't own anything. You're an aesthetic. Immaterial in the sense that it talks about these, it's driven by faith, it's driven by deeper spiritual values, deeper spiritual truths in general. It typically has a big heart in general. Of course, we're all different people. So this time with Taurus is really beginning to wrap up, but keep in mind that there are so many planets in Taurus this week. It's a bit unusual. There's four presently, there'll be five on May 15th. And all those planets in Taurus are really speaking about your connection to the material. How do you invest in your material life? How do you feel anchored in your spiritual life? It's not just the material, it's also voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn, because Taurus is also your sign of education and communication and even travel. With a lot of planets in this part of your personal astrology, you may have something to say. Or on a very pragmatic level, you are making investments in your education, you're taking classes, you're signing up for classes, maybe you're writing, maybe you are starting a manuscript, maybe it's not that, maybe you're really trying to make sure you're expressing your voice, because it's kind of the joke that I have about this part of our charts, it's like, don't be a cover artist in your own life. So sing your own song, like really make sure that what you are saying, what you're speaking, what you're thinking is truly yours and not your own. Of course, this is going to be different for, you know, different Pisces. That's the thing, we're all different people. But when you, in theory, when you look back at this time, let's just say the first 6 months of 2024, on paper at least, it's meant to be a really dynamic time for you. And with that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April 20th, although that was last month, it planted the seed for something. Take this energy with you. Use it to get unstuck. Use it to try something new. Not to be reckless, but to really open up to these energies of reinvention and awakening, because it's not going to be there forever. So, that is your look at the astrology of this week, May 13th through 19th, 2024. Again, my name is Katie Sweetman. I appreciate you all. I know those are some familiar faces in the chat, but for those that don't know who I am, you can please follow me online. I work under the name Empowering Astrology, empoweringastrology.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on YouTube, and of course you can book a consultation with me, because one of the ways in which I really love working with people is to help them to open up and to reveal the bigger blueprint and framework for their life, so they can, the 50% of them can be more participatory. So that said, I appreciate you all again, and I look forward to connecting with you all next week. Bye-bye.